So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over.
Good morning and welcome to Sunny in Seattle. I'm your host, Sunny Joy McMillan. Every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. here on Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, I'll be bringing you amazing coaches, authors, and healers who are all on a mission to encourage you, inspire you, and give you tools to live a life filled with joy, peace, freedom, and purpose. So get ready for radio that positively shines. And if you can't catch us live, you can always access the show archives at 1150kknw.com. So welcome, everyone. This is my inaugural show. Woo!
Yeah, all right. Welcome to the network.
Hey, thanks, Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been so excited about doing this show. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time now. I am a recovering attorney and a now happily practicing life coach here in Seattle. I've been a listener of KKNW since not too long after I moved here. I actually moved here to Seattle about 2.5 years ago from Austin. And I just fell in love with the positive programming. There's so much inspiration. It was just a great way to start my day. So I am thrilled to have the opportunity to join this KKNW broadcast family and hopefully add more informative, uplifting programming to your morning. So you can join us every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. here. And I'm here with Benny, who is just as cute and fun as he sounds on air.
Oh, stop. I'm blushing. Everybody can see.
Yes. So I'm really excited to be working with him. He is amazing. And I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to connect with you guys every Friday. And my hope is to send you into your weekend on a good note, maybe with some food for thought, some books you might want to read, some speakers you want to hear, tips and tools from my coaching toolkit. So what we'll be doing, this first show I want to do a little bit differently. I thought since it was the first show, I would just hang out with you guys solo today. But going forward, I plan to bring on a different guest every week. They could be coaches or authors, healers, just a variety of different people. I'm really excited about the lineup I have. But for today, I want to give you guys a little bit of information about me during our first segment. And then I want to tell you a little bit about my training and certification with Dr. Martha Beck through her program, let you guys know a little bit more about her so you know who you're listening to with me. And then finally, I want to share one or two core exercises from my coaching toolkit. And these are things that you can do on your own that hopefully will help you throughout your day. And that way, also, we'll have some vocabulary that we share going forward. And so as a part of that mind-body exercise that I want to do, I would invite you guys to call in, and I would love to have one listener who I could walk through this exercise with, and that will be toward the tail end of the show, but I'm just letting you know now. So in case you want to write down the number to call in, that would be 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. And we'll be doing that toward the tail end, but just letting you know now so you can be ready. So I mentioned that going forward, I'm going to have a different guest on every weekend, and I am so excited about the lineup that I have. Next week, which will be May 1st, I've got Raven Keys. She is a Reiki master, and she was the first person to bring Reiki into the operating room with Dr. Oz. She's also working right now with Dr. Sheldon Mark Feldman. He's chief of surgery, breast surgery, at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York. So it's just amazing the work that she's doing, providing Reiki to patients during surgery. And she has two books, one of which I fell in love with several years ago, The Healing Power of Reiki. But she has a book that she just released. It's called The Healing Light of Angels. And so she's going to be on to talk about that. So I'm really excited to bring her to you guys. And then we've also got a couple of other folks. I will be bringing a lot of people from the Martha Beck coaching community. We've got a big community, and they are just some fabulous coaches who also have their feet in other worlds. Like, for example, I'm bringing on May 8th, Darren Stoop. He is a fellow Martha Beck coach and also a certified TRE instructor. And I was not familiar with TRE, but it is this amazing exercise. It stands for Tension and Trauma Release Exercise. It was created by Dr. David Berselli, and it's a series of exercises that assist the body in releasing deep muscular patterns of stress, tension, trauma. It activates our natural reflex and mechanism for shaking or vibrating. It's really interesting, and I've been working with Darren now for several months. It is amazing, and I want to bring it to you guys. And then one other guest I'll mention for May 8th, so you guys can look forward to that as well. Patricia Kay, who co-authored a book named Cell Level Meditation with Dr. Barry Grundlin. And I've had a meditation practice for a while now, but I have to say, after starting this cell level meditation practice through Patricia Kay and Dr. Barry Grundlin's work, it has taken my meditations to a whole new level. So she'll be on to talk about that May 8th. So you guys have some good stuff to look forward to. And if you guys want to connect with me, you can find my Facebook page for this show. It's facebook.com/ Sunny in Seattle Radio. And Sunny is spelled just like the weather, S-U-N-N-Y. So that's facebook.com/ Sunny in Seattle Radio. And just, you know, part of the, one of the main guiding principles in the coaching program that I was in was, we are always transparent, authentic, and open, and it is my goal to be that way with you guys going forward. So, you know, this is my first day, and just letting you guys know, so this can be a journey for us to take together as I learn, and you guys can hopefully learn along with me. And I did take, this is why I'm mentioning this, I took a several-year hiatus from social media just to see what my life would be like without Twitter, without Facebook. You know, how would I survive the day? And interestingly enough, it was kind of amazing. I didn't have that pressure always to be checking certain things. And in any event, I am...
What's that like? Because I'm like trapped in it still right now. I stare at six screens now.
Well, it's a little bit overwhelming to be back in it now.
Seven. I forgot my,
yeah,
my
exactly.
phone, too.
Well, I'm easing my way back in.
Okay.
I just reestablished a Facebook page personally, and of course, I just established this radio show one. And I have a website that you guys can connect with as well, sunnyjoymcmillan.com. And that's SunnyJoyMcMillan.com. So, you know, just letting you guys know, this is new for me to be back into this, but the website and the Facebook page will grow as we grow as a show. So I wanted to, as I mentioned, spend a little bit of time telling you about who I am, so you know who you're listening to. And if you're just tuning in, this is a new show, Sunny in Seattle, on Alternative Talk KKNW. And I'm your host, Sunny Joy. And so one of my favorite parts about listening to this station has been all of the amazing people that come through as guests and hosts. And more specifically, the stories of transformation and hope. There are just so many of them. And in my experience, it's the stories that provide an impetus for change in our lives. You know, if someone else can do it, I can too. And I want to bring that kind of encouragement and inspiration to you guys. So the only reason I'm sitting here in this chair right now at the radio station talking to you about all kinds of fun mind, body, and spirit stuff is because of my own personal story of transformation. And that's how I became a life coach, how I transitioned from being an attorney to what I do now in life coaching. And it's come full circle because I now have the honor and the privilege to assist and facilitate others in their own journeys of transformation. One of our other guiding principles is living it to give it, and I hope that I'm doing that. I like to think that I am. So I mentioned that I was a recovering attorney, and what does that mean? I wasn't a very happy attorney. I worked for a wonderful firm. I had an amazing mentor, great colleague, so there's nothing negative there, but it was not the right career choice for me. There were incredible amounts of billable hours and just a lot of... bureaucracy, and sometimes, you know, it wasn't always pleasant. I'm not the most confrontational person, so law maybe wasn't the best fit for me. And I just remember coming into the office in the morning, and I would have that voicemail light blinking, and it just, my stomach would sink, and I would think, oh my gosh, I'm too afraid to find out what's on the other end of that. So at that point, I kind of knew that I was not in the right place. But why did I pick that job? And that was an important piece of it. And as I mentioned before, my goal is to be really transparent, authentic, and open with you guys. And the reason I picked law was because at the time, I didn't feel really good about myself. I picked something that everybody would be impressed with. And I'm using, if you could see me here in the studio, air quotes around everybody. In my mind, that was what everybody would maybe be a little bit more comfortable with for me doing instead of something more artistic or something that I felt really drawn to do. And I'll return to that idea of the everybody, that generalized other, as psychologists call it, a little bit later in the show. But for now, I had the perception that my parents, my friends, some people that I was maybe trying to impress would like the fact that I was an attorney. They wouldn't maybe think I was dumb, because that's how I felt on the inside. And so if I became an attorney, maybe that would make me feel better. So I used that law degree as kind of an armor. I know Brené Brown talks about armor, and I was definitely hiding behind that. And I ended up, you know, marrying an attorney who was incredibly successful, and I'm very proud of his work. And we had great prosperity, but inside there was no peace. There was no congruency between my head, my heart, and my gut. And at the time, I didn't even really know what that meant. I just knew something was amiss. So the bottom line was, it wasn't my right life. And so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will tell you what happened when serendipity and synchronicity stepped in to guide me where I am today. Hey Seattle, how would you like to add more sunshine to your life? Well, now you can. Join me, Sunny Joy, as I host Sunny in Seattle every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Each week, I'll be bringing you amazing life coaches, authors, and healers who are on a mission to encourage and inspire you. I may not be able to guarantee sunny weather, but I can promise a brighter forecast for your life. See you on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. for Sunny in Seattle, radio that positively shines.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. For decades, marine contractor John Flood built seawalls to shield properties on Chesapeake Bay from the wind and waves. But years later, when he went crabbing near the walls that he had installed, he found fewer crabs and noticed a lack of native grasses and birds, such as kingfisher. And he also learned that the seawalls were not doing a very good job keeping the bay at bay.
I've seen bulkhead sections in people's living rooms after hurricanes, along with the boats they had tied to their docks.
Today, he creates living shorelines, which use stone, native plants, oyster beds, and other methods to naturally fortify shorelines against severe storms and rising seas.
And I've installed living shorelines that looked like deserts of sand after a hurricane, then watched them explode into healthy green marsh the next spring.
Flood's work shows that reestablishing marshes and vegetation strengthens shorelines and supports wildlife, and that well-placed stone can break up the waves that erode beaches. Maryland now requires living shorelines for erosion control and property protection. And around the world, many scientists and governments are recognizing that to safeguard our shores, Mother Nature really does know best. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
What's your passion? Maybe you want to help people.
Or maybe you have a special passion for making our planet a better place.
Bring your special passion to our airwaves.
It's time your voice is heard. To learn just how affordable it is to join our family of broadcasters, log on to 1150kknw.com and click on the Be a Star tab.
A whole new world awaits you.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So wake me up when it's all over.
And welcome back. You are here with Sunny Joy, your host of Sunny in Seattle, a brand new program here on KKNW, 1150 AM. And when we went to the break, I was just telling a little bit about my personal story about I was not the happiest attorney, and I knew that something was missing. I was not in my right life. And that is when serendipity stepped in, and I had my first encounter with Dr. Martha Beck's work. And as I mentioned earlier, I am did my training and certification through Martha's program, and so glad that I did. And the reason that I did was for the reasons that I'm about to tell you now. I was in a doctor's office, and you know, when you're in the doctor's office, you are often held hostage to whatever reading materials they have. And I picked up a magazine that I didn't normally read, O Magazine. And just to let you guys know a little bit more about Dr. Martha Beck's work, she is, USA Today called her several years ago, the best-known life coach in America. She is a regular columnist for O Magazine, and she's also a best-selling author of two memoirs and several self-help books that I've all read many times over. The first book that she wrote, just so you guys have a little background on her, her story of inspiration is just amazing. She has 3 degrees from Harvard. So when she was getting her doctorate in Harvard, at Harvard, she ended up having several children. And the second child was diagnosed in utero with Down syndrome. And that is the subject of her first memoir, Expecting Adam. And it is a story of the magic that happened in her life with that pregnancy. And of course, she had several people in her academic circle who encouraged her. Perhaps she did not want to keep the pregnancy, and she ended up, of course, having the baby and expecting Adam. His name is Adam, and he is now about 25 years old. But this story is just amazing, and I would encourage anyone to read it. It's for anyone, even if you don't have children. It's there's just so much magic and encouragement there. And then her second memoir, Leaving the Saints, talks about her leaving the Mormon Church to find her faith. And she's got several other books that I mentioned, one that I'll reference a little bit here today, Finding Your Own North Star. I would recommend that for anyone who is looking for their purpose, looking for their mission here on Earth. That is what that book was instrumental in guiding me away from law and into the coaching practice that I have today. So going back to my story where I was in the doctor's office and I picked up this O Magazine, and I flipped through it, and it fell open to this article that would end up changing the trajectory of my life, basically. And I will, for those of you who want to read it, I'll post a copy or a link to it on the Facebook page. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/Sunny in Seattle Radio. And I will post that article after we get off the air here. And the article was about tuning in to one's inner wisdom and intuition. And I know intuition is something that we talk about here a lot on this station. But this was really the first time that I had ever read anything about it. And in this article, she talked about two very different aspects of our psyche. And this information is also contained in that book that I mentioned, Finding Your Own North Star. So there are these two different aspects of our psyche. You've got the essential self, which is that voice of inner wisdom that reflects your truest self. It's the personality you get from your genes, basically your characteristic desires or preferences, emotional reactions, involuntary physiological responses, and it's all wrapped up together in an overall sense of your identity. It's the most basic you, stripped of everything else. So there's that. That's the essential self. And then the second part of the psyche is the social self. And this is that inner voice of social conditioning that leads us to conform to what we should be, you know, whether it's told to you by your family of origin or teachers, perhaps religious leaders or our culture. Any of those shoulds come from that social self voice. And she has added this third aspect to the psyche that she calls the stargazer self, and that she talks about that in her book, Steering by Starlight. And that is the, I'll just mention it here as a side note, it's that part of you that extends beyond the brain, beyond your personality, that's connected to the larger universe. So she calls it the stargazer self. I think Abraham Hicks might call it the inner being. You might know it as your higher self or meta self. But there are these aspects to our psyche. And so in reading this article, I realized, oh, my goodness, I have been living my whole life for my social self. And so just to give you an example of what the social self, essential self might look like in real life, and this is a silly example, but you know, pretend you're a child and you want to run off and join the circus when you get older. And that is your truest heart's desire, and that is what you would love to do. And then you've got this voice that comes in, the social self, that says, you can't do that. you should be something that your parents would like become a doctor or a lawyer, or you need to do something that makes more money. How will you support yourself? So you've got these competing parts of you, the essential self and the social self. And so here I was reading this article and thinking, oh my gosh, no wonder my essential self has felt so empty for so long. There was nothing there in my life that really reflected my essential self. There was no congruence between the head, the heart, and the gut that I somehow, in a very small, still place, knew that I needed, even though I didn't really have the words to articulate it at that time. So I would ask you guys, as we're talking about this, which self have you been living for? Are you in touch with your essential, authentic, true self? Can you identify areas of your life where the social self is in charge right now, and maybe you might be happier if it was the essential self? And if it is the social self in charge, what has this cost you in terms of happiness or peace, freedom? So that's just something to think about. It was something that I started thinking about. And immediately after reading that article, I ran out and bought several of her books, went through them, and after reading those books, I realized, you know, you can't unring that bell. I couldn't go back. I knew that there was something more, even if I didn't know exactly what it would look like. And so I began that terrifying but really exciting process of getting to know my essential self. And part of that involved leaving the practice of law. I still have my law license. And of course, you know, you still get those calls from friends and family occasionally who want help with this or that. But I don't do that in my day-to-day. It also included going to an amazing workshop at Martha's North Star Ranch in California, where she does equus coaching, and that's coaching that involves horses, and they use principles from Monty Roberts' horse whispering method. She has amazing, amazing equus coach there named Coel Simpson, and we will talk more about her on future shows. But at this point, I kicked off this journey with this trip to Martha's Ranch, and then ended up going on an amazing trip around the world, volunteering in different countries with animals and with children, and came back and knew nothing would ever be the same. And it was actually while I was on this trip, I didn't have internet access in a couple of the pretty remote areas where I was staying. So my emails were just piling up, which was fine. You know, I was on this social media hiatus and was kind of just disconnecting from everything, which was fantastic. But I had a stopover for a couple of days, knew I had to go through some emails, and opened my inbox, and what do I find but a message from Martha Beck Incorporated that they are opening their life coach training program for the fall. And I, unlike any other decision I'd ever made, you know, with law school, I researched schools and professors and areas and was very type A about it. When I opened that email from the Martha Beck training program for life coaching, I signed up before really thinking much about it, which is interesting because I'd never thought about being a coach. And but I just knew it was one of those things where I was starting to get in touch with my gut and aligned with my heart. And I signed up on the spot, got back from the trip, and there I was. And now here I sit today, gone through that training and now certified. And I fell in love with coaching through that process, and now it's my joy to be able to offer the transformation that I experienced, to offer that to other people. I wanted other people to know that it's possible to make that leap from all you've been told you should do and follow that small, still voice inside that says there's something more, you know, that you have a soul mission and a soul purpose out there if you are willing to push through the fear. And that's what I help people with now as a coach. And that's one of the biggest things that I have learned along the way through all of this is there's going to be fear and discomfort that is part of being human. And it's what you do with the fear. Are you going to push through it, get through that discomfort to the other side of it, to the rich rewards that are there for you? Or are you going to stay on the safe side? And we'll be talking more about, our brains as humans, we have this. It's called the reptile brain, and in our coaching program, we call it the lizard brain. But we're wired throughout our history as humans to, of course, avoid predators and avoid things that are unsafe for us, and to keep things in our family, secure. And sometimes those fears can get a little bit out of control. That reptile brain takes over, and we're living based on that, not based on the bigger, more wonderful desires of that authentic self. And so one of the things we do in our program is we name the lizard. Martha talks about this. It, you know, you want to know your enemy. And I'll let you know, my lizard's name is Compy. He's kind of like the guy from H&R Block who has the little spectacles and the bow tie. And he's always telling me that, you know, the money's going to run out and what are you going to do with your life? And it looks like the little, it's actually, dinosaur means terrible lizard. So mine looks like one of those tiny little knee-high dinosaurs. I think their scientific name is called Compsognathus. I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but that's why his nickname is Compy. And he's this little knee-high lizard that's always jumping around trying to tell me that everything is going awry. And you just have to, as Martha says, give the lizard a grape, let him go back to his cave, and then you go on about the business of your life and get past that fear. So we are going to move to one more quick break. And as we do that, I want to ask you guys one of the most fundamental questions that I ask myself on a daily basis around, you know, are you going to live in fear or are you going to live for your dreams? And I would ask you, are your actions motivated by fear or love today? And every day, really, with choices that you make, with as you go through your daily life, what is motivating you, fear or love? And it's my goal to live my own life based on love and motivation by love, inspired by love. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. It has not steered me wrong yet. So you are listening to Sunny in Seattle. I'm your host, Sunny Joy, on Alternative Talk, KKNW, 1150 AM. And we're going to run to a quick break. And just letting you know, when we come back, we'll be getting closer to that moment in the show when I hope you guys will call in and we can run through a fun mind-body coaching tool that is one of the core tools for my toolkit. So thank you very much, and we'll see you in a few.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Which is better, a picture-perfect golf course or a wild and woolly prairie? Well, when it comes to ecosystem health, the more native plants, the better. Scientists at the University of Minnesota and Nebraska went out to the Cedar Creek Research Area and created 168 test plots. In some, they planted a single species of grass, kind of like a golf course. In others, they planted a variety of native grasses and flowers, anywhere from 4 to 16 species. What they discovered was fascinating. Those plots with multiple species did a lot better. They were more stable and up to 240% more productive. Also, the diverse plots needed no tilling, fertilizer, or pesticides. And because we're talking about perennials here, it's a plant once, mow once a year kind of proposition. While mixing grass varieties wouldn't make for an easily manicured and maintained golf course green, your garden could benefit. And maybe there are some open spaces in your neighborhood that could go a little wild. Mother Nature will thank you. Learn more about creating healthy ecosystems at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet. Because Earth is an island.
Hey Seattle, how would you like to add more sunshine to your life? Well, now you can. Join me, Sunny Joy, as I host Sunny in Seattle every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Each week, I'll be bringing you amazing life coaches, authors, and healers who are on a mission to encourage and inspire you. I may not be able to guarantee sunny weather, but I can promise a brighter forecast for your life. See you on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. for Sunny in Seattle, radio that positively shines.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was
welcome back to Sunny in Seattle. I am your host, Sunny Joy, and you're here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, 1150 AM. And I was just sharing the story. For those of you who are just joining us, this is a new program, and so I'm using today to get to know you guys and let you guys get to know me a little bit better so you'll know who you're listening to in the coming months. We'll be here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., and we'll see you each week. And each week I'll be bringing you a different guest. So today is the one show, and we may do some here and there where I share research that I'm doing or coaching tools that I think may be helpful for you guys. But the main format that we'll be doing going forward, we'll be having guests on. So I was just telling the stories about how I became a life coach, transitioned from law into life coaching, and was telling the story about reading an article by Dr. Martha Beck. And of course, that's the training and certification program that I ended up doing. And so what I want to do next is share one of the tools. And I mentioned earlier that we would love to have someone call in and be able to walk through this mind-body exercise with me, and I promise it will be completely painless. For those of you who might be interested, the number here at the station is 888-298-5569, and that's 888-298-KKNW. And I totally understand you guys are just getting to know me. If we have a brave caller, fantastic. If not, then Benny has graciously agreed to be my guinea pig for this exercise.
Now you know people aren't going to call because they want to hear me.
I know. That's actually, I probably shouldn't have said
great
that.
Great move.
Yeah.
Great move,
well,
people.
Here, how about we sweeten the deal and we'll say if someone does want to call in and walk through this exercise with me, I will give away a free copy of Martha's book, Finding Your Own North Star. Which is the book that I've spoken about. It is just chock full of amazing exercises, her own personal stories and stories of her clients of how they have started living for that essential true self, away from the social self, and are living really great things that they envisioned, you know, that maybe they had a little fear around. Well, so it looks like we do have a caller at this point. And so I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys a little bit of background about this exercise before we go into it, so you'll know what to expect. And so this, we've been looking a little bit at cognitively, you know, the essential self and the social self. These are things that we're learning and looking at motivations behind our choices. So our left brain can spin some good reasons why a particular goal is necessary or will be good for us, or why the social self should win in a particular situation. But there is another super easy, foolproof, and often overlooked tool for evaluating our choices, and that's our bodies. I know on this station, we talk a lot about mind-body work, and I think it's great that everyone is very familiar with it, but are we actually living in our bodies, even though we know a lot about it? And so I like to use a tool, and this is a tool that Martha developed. It's called the Body Compass, and this is something that I do in the very first session with each individual that I work with, because it kind of calibrates things for you and gives you something that you can use going forward every day. So with Martha's mind-body work, she discovered that there was a huge connection between her mind, her body, and her essential self, and her right life, or what she calls her North Star. And so how it began for her was she was pretty hard on her body from a young age, and she talks about this in her books. But bottom line was, she said when she reached her late 20s after several pregnancies that were extremely difficult and some other things, she was diagnosed with some chronic, incurable, and debilitating conditions. And she didn't know how she was going to make it forward with these. And what she discovered along the way was that, and I'm quoting now from her book, Finding Your Own North Star, the book that we're going to give away to our lovely caller who is patiently holding while I go through this. And we have Bill here from Seattle. And Bill, hang with us for just a moment here while I give you a little bit more background on the tool. So I'm now quoting from Martha's book, where she says that my body knew what my essential self wanted, even when my brain was muddled and confused by social self demands. The minute I made a decision contrary to my heart's desires, before I consciously realized that I'd done so, my body would set about disabling me. If I stopped what I was doing and replaced it with something that felt right to my essential self, lo, verily, I was healed. So she came to believe that your body knows a lot more than your mind about the life you're supposed to live. So, and even something, think about like a lie detector machine. It records physical responses at a very subtle level. So for most people, every time they say something untrue, their heart rate, eye blinking, and muscle tension, also blood pressure, change. So the theory behind this mind-body tool that we're going to talk about and I'm going to walk you through is that we know the body will react to an untruth without much ability to control it. And from Martha's research and experience, your North Star or your right life is a place of absolute truth. It's the place of the essential self, unfettered by the social self. So the reasoning goes that whenever you do anything by speech or action that takes you away from this truth or your North Star, your body will protest in some way, even if it's just a small muscular contraction. So Martha developed this tool that I mentioned called the Body Compass to use your body and its messages as a navigation device and determine how your essential self feels about your life, basically. And now we're going to learn about this tool. So, Bill, hi. Welcome to Sunny in Seattle.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, thank you so much for calling. We're so glad you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let me just give you, we're going to walk through this with Bill, and for those of you at home, I wouldn't suggest doing this while you're driving. You can catch it on the archives at 1150kknw.com. But we want to make sure that you're seated comfortably. And Bill, now I'm going to start working with you. And for our listeners, you can do this at home. Are you seated comfortably or somewhere where you're comfortable?
I'm getting there in just a second here. I was standing by the window.
Thank you. And just when you sit down, make sure arms and legs are uncrossed. And that way we don't have any energy going crosswire.
Okay.
Wonderful. So what I'm going to have you do, we're going to do three scans of your body, and we're starting with the toes moving up through the head. And all I'm going to ask you to do is, and I'm going to walk you through it when we start, but all you're looking for here when we do these body scans are any physical sensations. There could be numbness or pain, discomfort, or, you know, maybe there's not anything in a certain body part, and that's okay. All we're looking for is what you're noticing, and we want you to notice without judgment, just noticing and naming what it is. So, and for those of you at home who are walking through this while Bill is doing this live, you may want to get a pen and paper handy so you can jot down a couple of notes as we go through this. So, Bill, what we're going to have you do is take a deep breath, get comfortable in your chair. If you can, make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor. Maybe wiggle your toes, wiggling your fingers, noticing, you know, the space around you, any sounds, smells, tastes. And what I'm doing here is just making sure that Bill is grounded in his body before we start this. And so now, Bill, what I'd like you to do is just starting with your toes, and I'm going to walk you up through your calves and your knees, and we'll go all the way up the body. And I just want you to notice if you're feeling any sensations. And you can let me know as you walk through, or you can keep those to yourself, whatever's most comfortable for you. So starting with the toes, walking up through the calves and the knees, the thighs, pelvic bowl, gut, into the solar plexus, lungs and chest area, and over the tops of the shoulders and down the arms, into the hands and the fingers, and moving up to the neck and the throat area and the base of the skull and up over the top of the crown of the head and into the face and jaw. And I'm walking through this a little bit faster than I would be doing this with a client in the office, just because we're on air and I don't want you guys to get lost in this. But Bill, let me know, did you experience anything on that neutral scan?
Did I experience anything on what?
On the neutral body scan that we just did you experience anything?
Not particularly, okay. Just relaxation.
Okay, wonderful, and that's great. That's just what I like to hear. So we're going to do a second body scan, and I'm looking at the time here, and Benny, I'm wondering if we should take a quick break. Bill, do you mind hanging on while we take a quick break, and we're going to walk you through the rest of the exercise when we get back?
Yeah. Yep, that's okay.
Okay, thank you so much for being patient. And you're listening to Sunny in Seattle on Alternative Talk, KKNW, 1150 AM. We'll be back in just a few.
Didn't know I was lost.
Having trouble picking up the Alternative Talk 1150 signal? Well, whether you live in Portugal or Puyallup, Tasmania or Tacoma, India or Issaquah, you can get Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on your computer via our website, 1150kknw.com. It's true. Just visit 1150kknw.com and click on the Listen Live button. Make sure you have an audio player installed that will play streaming MP3 audio such as Winamp, iTunes, or current versions of Real Player or Windows Player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Hey, Seattle. How would you like to add more sunshine to your life? Well, now you can. Join me, Sunny Joy, as I host Sunny in Seattle every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Each week, I'll be bringing you amazing life coaches, authors, and healers who are on a mission to encourage and inspire you. I may not be able to guarantee sunny weather, but I can promise a brighter forecast for your life. See you on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. for Sunny in Seattle, radio that positively shines.
So wake me up when it's all over.
And welcome back to Sunny in Seattle. I'm your host, Sunny Joy, and we're here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM KKNW. And we have our lovely caller, Bill, who has been very patient over the break. We're going to, if you're just joining us, we are doing a mind-body exercise. And Bill, our caller, has graciously agreed to walk through it and do a demo with you guys. And so, Bill, are you still there with us?
I still am, yes.
Yes, thank you so much for holding. So what I'm going to have you do you still feel pretty comfortable in your body, still seated comfortably?
Uh-huh.
So what I'd like you to do now, and you don't have to share this with me or our listeners, but I'd like you to think about a negative memory. And it can be a moment in time, it can be a period in your life, an accident or perhaps a class that you just really didn't like. And I'd like you to take that memory and hold it like an object and let me know when you have the memory. You don't have to share it, but just let me know when you
have it. Okay, I have it.
Wonderful. So holding that memory like an object, I would like you to remember what you were experiencing with all of your senses. What did you see? What were you hearing? Was there a taste in your mouth? Was there a sensation on your skin? And holding this memory like an object, we're going to do the body scan again, starting with the feet and moving up the legs into the pelvic bowl, holding that memory, really living back in it, moving into the solar plexus, the chest, and ribs, and lungs, over the tops of the shoulders, and down the arms, into the hands and fingers, still holding that memory, experiencing it with all five senses, then moving back up to the back and the neck, throat area, up over the top of the crown of the head, and down into the face and jaw. And Bill, can you tell me what you experienced in your body while holding this negative memory, if you don't mind sharing with our listeners?
I started out with just a little heaviness, mm-hmm. and basically continued that way all the way up to my neck area.
Mm-hmm.
And but then mm-hmm. felt a little bit lighter as it was going down my arms.
Okay, so you felt a heaviness. And uh-huh. where was the heaviness?
Pardon me?
Where was the heaviness?
Where?
Yes.
At my feet.
Feet, okay. Okay, and if you had to give a name to this sensation, so for example, when I do this exercise, and I hold my negative memory in my body, it feels like my chest is like the skin over the top of a drum, just very taut and tight, almost like there's an elephant sitting on it, and my throat starts to close. And I call this feeling suffocation shutdown. So if you had to give it a name, and again, if you don't, I appreciate you doing this live on air. If you feel comfortable, you can share with our listeners what that felt like for you in 2 to 3 words. Or for our listeners, if you have done this exercise, you can write down what that name is that you would call it. So for me, it's suffocation shutdown. Did something come up for you, Bill, that you would want to share?
Yes, immediately I felt it was like a black bowling ball.
Black bowling ball. That is perfect. So this feeling that you experience, this black bowling ball, this is what we're going to call your shackles on feeling. And did you feel any muscular contraction anywhere in the body when you were doing this?
No.
No, not really. Just kind of that heavy constriction bowling ball feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what we're going to call your shackles on feeling. So go ahead and let that feeling go if you can. Let the memory go. You might need to stretch a little bit, take a deep breath. Sometimes clients need to walk it out because the memory is not very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you relaxed and kind of back to baseline neutral again?
Yes.
Wonderful. So what I'd like you to do now is we're going to take a positive memory. And again, it can be a moment in time or a period in time. Something that was just really pleasant. Maybe some people like to envision playing with their pet or their child or maybe remembering falling in love. And so let me know when you have that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do the same thing again. This is our third and final body scan while holding this positive memory. And remember, we want to experience it with all of the senses so that you really get grounded back into it. So think about what you were seeing, what you were hearing. Is there a taste in your mouth? Is there a feeling on your skin? So holding that positive memory, starting with the feet, moving up the body, and what we're doing is just noticing if there are any physical sensations. And if you are at home, you can write those down. So moving from the feet up the legs and into the pelvic bowl and the gut and into the solar plexus and the chest, lungs, and ribs, over the tops of the shoulders and down the arms and into the hands and fingers, still holding that memory, experiencing it with all five senses, now moving to the back and up the neck and the throat area, over the top of the head and down into the face and the jaw. And so, Bill, tell me what happened this time. You were holding a positive memory this time. What did you experience in your body?
Just a sense of happiness or joy in the chest area.
Chest area. That is exactly where I experience it. For me, it's like there's a warm golden light. I have kind of a sweet taste in my mouth. There's a light flutter in my chest that's kind of with little electrical jolts, and I call mine the golden flutter. Does a 2 or 3 word phrase come to mind that would describe yours?
Boy, no, I don't. Not immediately.
Okay, that's okay. You had identified for your negative feeling that the black bowling ball feeling. And so for the positive feeling, you know, you may sit with a little bit after we get off the air, and you may think about something that the 2 or 3 word phrase that you can jot down. This feeling is your shackles off feeling. So remember, the negative one was shackles on. Kind of think about handcuffs. This positive one is shackles off. And so what we've just done, Bill, is calibrate your body compass. And this is a tool that can be used to score anything and everything in your life. And so, Bill, all of our listeners thank Bill. He now has a free copy of Finding Your Own North Star by Martha Beck. And, Bill, Benny's going to grab your information so we can send that to you. And I will wrap up this exercise with a little bit more information for you and all of our listeners out there. Thank you so much,
okay.
Bill.
Thank you for the experience.
Yes, we appreciate you. As I mentioned, we've just calibrated a body compass, and this tool can be used to score anything and everything in your life, whether you want to do your to-do list. It can score people like relatives or colleagues and coworkers to see how do people fall on this body compass scale. And the idea being, as I explained earlier, our bodies, and this is from Martha Beck's research and work, that our bodies know the right life that we are to be living. And our bodies are that incorruptible piece of the puzzle that we have that, unlike our minds, you know, your mind can spin lots of stories. We talked about the essential self and the social self, and the social self sure knows how to tell us what we should be doing that may not be our right life necessarily. So this body compass tool, we use it to determine, are we going toward our right life? And so that shackles on feeling is heading away from that right life. The shackles off feeling that we talked about, that is when you know you're moving toward your right life. So basically what you do is sit down, envision that item on your to-do list, envision that job that you have, or envision the business you want to start, envision the boss or the spouse, and sit down, do the body scan, starting with the feet up to the head, and see what happens in your body. Is it that negative constriction? Is it that light, positive feeling? And I don't want to suggest here that if you get a negative body compass reading necessarily that you have to go out and immediately change things. This is just for your own benefit. So you can just start noticing. Noticing things. Maybe you've been going to a yoga class your whole life and you sit down and you do a body compass on it and you realize, wow, it doesn't rate so high. I wonder why that is. And this is basically just so you can start noticing, naming the sensations. This helps you live in your body. It helps you start relying on the body as a tool that you can use, that's always with you, that is incorruptible, as I mentioned before. So as I wrap up today, we talked about several things, and I just want to reiterate a couple of them, especially for those of you who might just be tuning in. The social self and the essential self, that essential self that is your truest self, the one with your hopes and dreams, and then of course the social self, that voice of the shoulds, the voices of perhaps parents or religious leaders or culture that tell you things that you should be doing. So I would ask you again, as you go into your day and go into your weekend, which one is running your life? Social or essential? And are you even in touch with your essential self? As I mentioned previously in the program, when I was an attorney and my previous life in Texas several years ago, I didn't even know there was an essential self. I was living strictly for social self, and it did not leave me very peaceful inside. And that has been my goal through my coaching and through this radio program now, is to bring more peace into all of our lives, bring more joy, bring more freedom. And the body compass tool that we just did is a source of information that you can use to get there. And the other question that I asked earlier in the show that I always like to ask all of my clients, and this actually, it's funny, I have a dear friend, coaching buddy, who I believe is listening right now in Asheville. Even as we were talking about doing this particular radio show, we talked about, and she reminded me, are you acting out of fear or love? And in making the decision to do this show, I knew that I needed to act out of love, and I did that. And so here I am sitting with you today, having acted on love. So as you go into your weekend, are you acting out of fear or love? And then lastly, just remembering the body compass tool. Take a look. Just for fun, and again, no action implications required. Just take a look for fun at the things in your life. Are they ranking high on the body compass, as in that shackles off feeling that you know you're moving towards your right life? Are they ranking lower on the body compass, shackles on, perhaps moving away from that right life? And it's just a great tool. Like I said, your body goes with you everywhere. Use this tool every day. I do. And so I want to thank you so much today for joining us as we had our inaugural show for Sunny in Seattle. I am your host, Sunny Joy. We will be here every week on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on Alternative Talk KKNW. I would also encourage you, if you want to check out our Facebook page. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I will be posting a link to Martha's article on your inner wisdom and finding your intuition. This was the article that changed my life, or at least changed the trajectory of it. You can find that at facebook.com, Sunny in Seattle Radio. That's facebook.com/Sunny in Seattle Radio. I also have a website, sunnyjoymcmillan.com, and that's SunnyJoyMcMillan, mcmillan.com. And that way you can find out how to get in touch with me and a little bit more about me. And as I mentioned, all of this is in progress, so things will be building and growing. I'll be mentioning more on my website that you can look forward to. And for now, know that next week, May 1st, from 9 to 10 a.m. here on Sunny in Seattle, we'll have Raven Keys, Reiki Master from the operating room, and with Dr. Oz, she's amazing, talking about her new book, The Healing Light of Angels. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much for joining me on my first show.